Since 2008, Mel Chin has traveled the country and collected over 400,000 of what he calls $100 bills. Basically, they're hand-drawn interpretations of $100 bills using a template he created. He collects from individuals, schools, and community organizations. He spoke on WFAE Charlotte Talks.
Our ambition is to have everybody who wants to contribute can contribute a drawing of currency the way they see it in the form of like $100. It's a fundred, like for having fun and to fund something.
Think of it as a petition through art. And this petition targets lead, once a major ingredient in paint and gasoline, and now recognized as a contaminant.
What happens is that as it ages and flakes and becomes dust, it's not so much the flake, but the dust gets into the soil and in the exhaust from the cars over overpasses and over communities rains down this dust. And the consequence is that you have ingestion from the youngest members of your community. And then it gets into the blood and the brain and causes irreparable brain damage.
Chin's goal is to collect 3 million $100 bills to raise awareness and make lead contamination cleanup a priority. They won't pay for anything, but the amount represents the $300 million that one study estimates it will cost for lead cleanup in New Orleans alone. Mel Chin will speak today at 12:30 at UNCC's McKnight Hall. He'll be accepting $100 bills at the door. For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Charlotte.